For menu and locations, visit Sonny'sBarbecue.com.
Hi, this is Jim with I Work For Him. Please call our listener line and leave us a question or suggestion about a topic you would like covered on I Work For Him. 866-713-9675. 866-713-WORK. 866-713-9675.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord?
What if God has more for you at your 9 to 5?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him?
Hey, Jim, who do you work for?
I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work For Him. Join the I Work For Him Nation at iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com. And now your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
Broadcasting from the heart of the I Work For Him Nation to Christ followers working in cities all over the United States, welcome to the I Work For Him, the voice of the faith and work movement. We're on the air to help you understand and connect what you hear on Sunday with what you do in your 9 to 5. We're so grateful that you've tuned in today as Martha and I get a chance to host the show.
That's exactly right. And so, listeners, we want to thank you for tuning in today. We have quite a show in store for you. And, you know, I'm just really kind of excited, Jim. We have a
Kind of excited.
No, I'm really excited.
Okay.
I want to tell our listeners, if they don't know this yet, that Monday is Labor Day.
Monday, it is Labor Day. We celebrate Labor.
Might be a holiday for a lot of people, but the reason that I want to talk about Labor Day right now is the fact that, you know, playing on the word labor, and we talk about working for God, working for the Lord, we have a new podcast option for listeners, and it is called the I Work For Him Power Pod. And so I just want to take a moment and let you all know about it. Make sure that you go out to your favorite podcast platform. Do me a favor right now and go and find I Work For Him Power Pod and subscribe. We are really, really praying for a big launch on Monday. And I can tell you that the conversation we're going to have today is a similar conversation to one you will hear next week on one of the Power Pods that's releasing, where we talk more about this same conversation. So take a moment, go to your favorite platform, look for I Work For Him Power Pod and subscribe. And then when you listen to the show and you like it, hopefully you like it, take a moment to rate us and review us on that platform. Because, guys, that's the way that more and more people can hear that their work matters and that there is a huge 100% connection between our faith and our work. So I'm just inviting you right now to do that for us, do that for yourself, because then you will get the content every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday right there in your podcast platform to be encouraged and to live out your faith at work. So again, I Work For Him Power Pods. And we're just excited that's launching on Labor Day, Jim.
Yes, it is. And always remember that you can always find out everything about I Work For Him on our website, iworkforhim.com. That's iworkthenumber4him.com. You know, 55% of the workforce is made up of women. You know, women are not like men.
What? I didn't know this.
Women think differently. Women socialize differently. Women work differently. Women develop relationships differently. Essentially, women are different.
That's exactly right, Jim. You know, I'm glad you know that.
Those delays would be a little bit. You know, put away the face. She's doing this Facebook Live thing. It just drives me crazy.
I was just taking a few videos. All right,
she's amazing. All right.
Because women are different.
Women are different. That's why when a chaplain goes into a business, women need a woman chaplain, a female chaplain, because a female chaplain can relate to the women. Are 55% of the workplace chaplains women? Not yet. We need more women out there ministering to other women suffering from the Wonder Woman complex. And we got some women that are going to tell us about that today. Women know what I'm talking about. Men are going, what? They're scratching their heads. Exactly. Why are we talking today about the extraordinary workplace need for more women chaplains? Because there's a desperate need. So many business owners and leaders and organizations understand the value of bringing in chaplains into their organization, but they need to be men and women, male and female. That's the way God made them. That's why we got to have them in the chaplaincy. So who better to speak to this issue? How about the leaders in Marketplace Chaplaincy? How about Marketplace Chaplains? Found online at mchapusa.com, mchapusa.com. This is a career that can fit a full-time working woman, a full-time working mom, a stay-at-home mom, a grandma. Women who love Jesus and have the gift of mercy need apply. We've got Jason Burns calling in. We've had him on the show before because we love Marketplace Chaplains. We've invited him back, Jason Burns. Welcome back to I Work For Him.
Thank you so much. Very glad to be with you guys today.
Tell us, why did you end up in chaplaincy? What was it about chaplaincy that you said, that's something I really want to be a part of?
Well, I had done ministry vocationally when I was younger and then gotten into the workplace and had spent about a decade in a leadership role with a large multinational company and really just became aware of the need to reach people in the workplace and care for them through our company. And then a guy that I had mentored years earlier on the phone one day told me about chaplaincy. I said, I've got to find out more. And I actually walked away from a role with as a senior vice president of a company to begin to work in nonprofit world to try to expand chaplaincy in business.
Okay, so let's just get to the bottom line, and we want to get to our guests that are in addition to you. What kind of an impact is chaplaincy making? When we look at faith and work and the intersection thereof, how is the bringing in a chaplain who loves Jesus into organizations that are either, that some of them are run by Jesus followers, some of them are not, how is chaplaincy making a difference for the employees that are there?
Well, for us, I mean, it translates into well over a million care sessions every year. On average, about 3,500 individuals that are reconnected to local churches, over 1,000 people coming to know Christ as Savior on an annual basis. So it really gives us the opportunity to place caregivers in the workplace, and God opens up many, many doors to be able to turn that into their first encounter with the gospel.
What's fantastic about that is we got, I just love the story Marketplace Chaplains. Martha and I have highlighted, we've done a lot of stories about that, haven't we?
We have. And just this whole idea, and I hope the listeners really grab onto it, is the fact that this is something that can truly make such a huge difference in the workplace.
You know, let's just say that all your life you thought, well, I feel like I'm being called to be a pastor. Well, pastors are shepherds. And being a chaplain is being a pastor. And maybe you really have a shepherding heart. Marketplace Chaplains may be the place for you. Maybe it's a career for you right now. Maybe once you retire, quote unquote, because you know that's illegal in Christianity to retire. That's a Jimism. It's not in the scriptures illegal. That it's illegal. That chaplaincy is so huge. You know, Jason, when we were in Colorado with one of your good friends, Jeff Reinhart, back in June, we got to interview Stacy Cleary, our first female chaplain on I Work For Him. And I was just astounded at her story. And so I've invited you to bring some chaplains, some female chaplains on the show today to share more of their stories so we can let the women in our audience know this is an option for you. Jason, why don't you introduce our first guest?
Okay. Yes, this is Gwen Roxburgh. She is in the Birmingham, Alabama area and is a wonderful chaplain for us, one of the 596 current female chaplains that we have in ministry.
Gwen, welcome to I Work For Him.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, we are so thrilled to have you here. So tell our listeners, what led you to become a chaplain?
Well, I spent most of my working life in business. As you can probably tell from my accent, I'm from Britain. Mm-hmm. So I spent most of my
I thought you're from Birmingham,
there.
Alabama.
Not quite. We don't even say Birmingham. We say Birmingham. In Britain. And I was very much aware that God calls us to be a witness and to serve him in the workplace. When my husband was called to a job in the States, I realized that God was not just leading me to a new location, but to a new avenue of service. I knew I was to be sent out from my local church to serve. When I asked God what he wanted me to do, the picture he gave me in my mind was actually from American football. And I appreciate it's possibly not a good idea for an English person to use such an analogy. So we'll keep it simple. The job of the wide receiver, I believe, is to receive the ball. If he's not already in the end zone, he's to take the ball where it's meant to go. My job was basically to receive the grace of God and to take it where it was meant to go. That was all I had to start with, but eventually God opened doors. For many years, I've sought to do that as a volunteer working with women who've been in prison. And subsequently, my pastor recommended me to Marketplace Chaplains.
That's fantastic.
Each day, Each day as I work as a chaplain, I am aware that God is calling me just to take his grace where it's meant to go.
All right, so let's just talk about from your heart. How has chaplaincy, how rewarding has it been to be a female chaplain out there in the marketplace? Because you're among the minority. And really quick, you got 30 seconds.
Okay, it's been extremely rewarding. It's a privilege to have someone share their faith struggle with you and to know Christ leading, that I'll arrive at just the right moment to help someone, knowing on occasion that the Lord has actually changed my plans for that day for that very reason.
Mm.
When we come back, we're going to hear more from Gwen Roxburgh from Birmingham, depending on which part of our life you're talking about, and more from Jason Burns about Marketplace Chaplains. But we want to bring this on the air today to let all of you know there's a desperate need for chaplains to minister in a marketplace across this country. If you're hearing this show today, please know you're needed. MChapUSA.com, MChapUSA.com. You're listening to I Work For Him. We'll be right back.
Luke and Dave with Belair Wealth Management are longtime supporters of I Work For Him and have a passion for sharing biblically responsible investing with the I Work For Him nation. Have you ever considered that your investment portfolio contains businesses that turn a profit by working in direct opposition to God's Word? Call Luke and Dave at Belair Wealth Management at 727-798-4188. That's 727-798-4188. And find out if your investment or retirement portfolio aligns with God's heart.
Do you own apartments or serve on the condo board? Are you trying to lower water consumption? Think Utility Services is a Kingdom company committed to conservation of both water and cash. They'll help you stabilize your community's annual budget and dramatically lower costs. By installing individual water meters, charging residents for only what they consume, you can decrease water consumption by 20 to 40%. Find out how by calling 888-MY-METER. Online at thinkutilityservices.com. thinkutilityservices.com.
God's not mad at you. He knows everything that's going on. He knows what you've done. He knows you haven't been looking for him. He knows you often doubt him. He even knows you want to change the radio station right now. He also knows that you're tired, worn out, and often overwhelmed. And this is God's message to you. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. For my burden is light. Jesus the Messiah has not risen from the dead to condemn you, but to save you. He's not mad at you. In fact, he loves you, and he just wants you to come home. So cry out to Jesus, and he will answer you. He has the peace, love, and joy that will give you rest. Got questions? Find answers. Mark829.com.
Broadcasting to the heart of the I Work For Him Nation, you tuned into the Face and Faith. Wow, I did it again. I just love that, Martha. I don't know. We're the face and work radio. You're the face. You're the face of the Faith and Work radio movement, and I'm just a guy using the microphone, which obviously, my rental contract ran out on my tongue in the middle of that.
It did.
Okay.
Expired.
But welcome to I Work For Him. We are your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. And if you're not having fun on radio, where in the world can you have fun?
I have fun every day with you as my husband, Jim.
So today we're talking about chaplaincy. And we've done that many times on the air today. But today we're specifically talking about the role of female chaplains in the workplace.
Yeah.
Because 55% of the workforce is women. And it's actually an is or an are. I mean, as long as I'm messing up, I should at least find out whether my grammar is just really messing up. It doesn't really matter.
We need
the
Grammarly.
Point is, there's a lot of chaplains out there that are men. Yet the workforce is made up 50-50 or even more women than men. We need more women chaplains because it's not healthy for a man chaplain to be counseling and mentoring and discipling a female employee. That's the way that's designed in the kingdom. Men on men, women on women. Marketplace Chaplains is already equipped to get this done, and they're always looking for new chaplains to join around the country. You need to check them out online, mchapusa.com. Maybe you have a heart full of grace and mercy, which are just two really great things to have if you're going to be a chaplain, and also a phenomenal listening ear. And we'll let Jason Brown talk about it. Jason Brown with Marketplace Chaplains, welcome back to I Work For Him. Excuse me, Jason Burns. Sorry. You guys with their names almost the same. Jason Brown's like the Big Kahuna. Jason Burns is just under the Big Kahuna. Okay, Jason Burns, I apologize. Please forgive me. Talk to me about the need for more chaplains in this country with Marketplace Chaplains.
Mm. Oh, there are so many opportunities in every state right now. God has just opened up so many businesses this year to fill. We've already added over 100, and for every one of those, we've got to have a female chaplain. And right now, we've got 596 female chaplains, and we certainly need more, and there's always an opportunity for a lady to plug in, find a place to serve, and so we're just very thankful when we get the opportunity to bring them onto the team.
So how would somebody do that? If when they're listening to the show today, if they're in the least bit inquisitive about taking the next step, Jason, what should they do?
Best step is to go to our website, and they can look at some information as well as follow the links to do a pre-application to express their interest. We'll reach out to them immediately to begin a dialogue, and our website is M as in Mary, Chap as in Chaplain, USA.com, MChapUSA.com.
That's exactly right. So, and I'm sure our listeners have heard us say that website a few times, Jim.
Absolutely. All right, we're talking with Gwen Roxburgh. She's from Birmingham. That's right.
Birmingham.
It just depends. She grew up in Birmingham, England, and now she lives in Birmingham, Alabama. But you're still got to work on your deep South accent. It's missing. All right. So talk to me about a lot of women feel like, okay, I can't really be a pastor, but really as a chaplain, you have to have a shepherding heart. You have to have a heart full of grace and mercy. You have to have a great listening ear. How do you see the Lord using you on a daily basis in the workplaces that you get sent out to?
By being open to what the Lord says. And it's been surprising how I look back over my life, what I've learned as a mother, as a grandmother, what I learned 20, 30 years ago. The Lord will remind me of that. And I'll be able to explain to the women how I can identify with what they're going through. I worked full-time and raised a family. But to say how the Lord can come alongside us in each situation.
Mm. So I would love for you to tell our listeners that maybe are business owners or organizational leaders why they should consider chaplaincy.
Or even the people that are listening that aren't the business owners or leaders, but have influence.
Could speak to them.
Right, they have influence. They're listening to I Work For Him today, Gwen, and they want to tell their bosses about chaplaincy.
Mm-hmm. What would you
say? Absolutely. Well, many employees do not have a church or a minister they can go to when they're struggling in life. Many of them are not even believers.
Mm-hmm.
Marketplace Chaplains provides a help and support that goes directly to them no matter what their faith is or if they don't have any faith. We can encourage them in the struggles they're facing and along the journey to come to faith and to become part of a local church. But also, worry and stress take a huge toll on a person, and that, of course, impacts the work, how well they can do it. To have a chaplain come alongside a member of staff at the very time they're going through some difficulty or even a crisis where they don't know which way to turn helps us to let them know the peace and direction of God, and surely that in turn allows them to be more focused on their work.
Mm. That's fabulous. So those are some things that are would be huge for people if they're even intrigued at all by this idea that can really be a huge impact in the workplace and in the employee.
Yeah, because everybody's hurting. I mean, everybody's got some hurt.
So do you imagine that this will be what God has you doing the rest of your life?
It's very rewarding. A chaplain very quickly learns they can't do it in their own strength.
Mm.
It just won't cut it. But as we draw on the love and the power and the grace of God, we're able to help others. It's something that you have to be called to.
Sure.
Good intentions won't work. And if this is what he wants me to do, this is what I will do for as long as he calls me to do it.
You know, and that's really the perspective we all need to have in wherever we are being called, whether, you know, Jim, some people don't have the, we don't think of ourselves as shepherds, but we're all shepherding in one way or another. But
it's a very cool ministry place that you get to go to, Gwen Roxburgh, every day as you get to chaplain. It's fantastic. Thank you so much for being an I Work For Him today. Thank you so much for bringing the story from Birmingham, Alabama and Birmingham, England to I Work For Him today. But thanks for sharing.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
And maybe one day we'll get to visit you on the road in Birmingham and get a chance to see and what's going on right there. But thank you for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. Bye for now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So, Jason, you know, what sets Marketplace Chaplains apart from other chaplaincy organizations?
Well, really, part of it is just what we're talking about, is that we always operate with a team approach. And so that's why these female chaplains are so essential to what we do. You alluded earlier to, you just can't ask a male chaplain to go and meet with somebody's 14-year-old daughter to have a discussion about what she's struggling with. But these ladies get to step in to situations that male chaplains just can't. Mm-hmm. And so we always approach ministry in the marketplace with male and female teams to be able to accomplish that purpose.
That's fabulous. And we love that about what you guys are doing. So, Jason, we have another female chaplain with us on the phone here. Why don't you introduce our next guest?
Absolutely. And she's right down the road from you guys. Julie Simkoski is there in the Fort Myers area and is another one of our fabulous chaplains.
Wow, Julie, we could have done this side by side in Fort Myers today. We drove up to Tampa in order to be able to be on the phone with you in Fort Myers. We'll have to connect outside of the show.
I know.
We'll have to connect outside.
I know.
So talk to us. What led you to being a chaplain?
Well, actually, I always felt called to be a pastor's wife, even before I met my pastor husband. And so that was like over 40 years ago. And I just came alongside of him in ministry and did whatever I needed to do to help him to serve his congregations as good as he could. But then one day, about 5 years ago, he had a phone message at church from my EDO that said, I was wondering if there was anyone in your church that would be willing to consider being a chaplain. Well, we'd never heard of Marketplace Ministry. We didn't know anything about it. But my husband, probably wanting to see that I had other things to keep me occupied, said, why don't you consider that? And I went, why would I want to consider that? I'm content doing what I'm doing. But he said, let's look at it. So I called my EDO and said, I'd be interested in talking with you. So the reason he had called was there had been a business who had reached out, and it was an all-female office and was wanting to look at the perspective of having a chaplain there. And so, needless to say, as you've already heard, a female chaplain is what they needed. So he was trying to be prepared ahead of the time. So we interviewed. I was accepted as a chaplain with Marketplace Ministry. And I waited a year, and I waited, and this business never came online. But then I was able to be plugged into some other places.
Oh, that's
fantastic.
And
now I would not even consider. My husband and I have a goal of finishing well,
uh-huh.
And I thought that meant as his wife in ministry. But I do believe that God had this planned all along, mm-hmm. for me to finish well as a chaplain.
And when we come back, we ask Julie Simkoski this question. What is your favorite part of being a female chaplain right there in the Fort Myers, Florida area? You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg, as we talk with Jason Burns from Marketplace Chaplains, along with a whole team of female chaplains from all over the country. We got Julie Simkoski, and up after her, we got Quabia. She is, I don't know her name, I'm messing it up, but I'm going to let Jason introduce her. You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We'll be right back.
How would you like to own your own business and honor and glorify God within that business? Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Systems, an award-winning faith-based commercial cleaning franchise system, has been around for 27 years and is now offering franchises in the I Work For Him listener area. If you'd like to know how you can participate in this faith-based business culture while being a 100% owner of your own growing franchise, visit Office Pride today at officepridefranchise.com or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride has proven systems that will teach you everything you need to know about the commercial cleaning industry and how to scale a business within that industry. Office Pride is looking for business builders like you. To check out this amazing opportunity, visit OfficePrideFranchise.com. That's OfficePrideFranchise.com or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride, their values make them different. OfficePrideFranchise.com.
Promise Keepers is back. It's time to take back what manhood is supposed to look like. Next July 31st, Promise Keepers comes to AT&T Stadium in Dallas, Texas. Imagine over 80,000 men gathered to worship, pray, receive encouragement, and a fresh vision for who we are called to be as men of God. Bring your sons, your fathers, your friends and neighbors to Promise Keepers next summer in Dallas. Registration is now open at PromiseKeepers.org. Register at PromiseKeepers.org.
Do you own apartments or serve on the condo board? Are you trying to lower water consumption? Think Utility Services is a Kingdom company committed to conservation of both water and cash. They'll help you stabilize your community's annual budget and dramatically lower costs. By installing individual water meters, charging residents for only what they consume, you can decrease water consumption by 20 to 40%. Find out how by
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Hurricane Dorian has begun lashing parts of Florida's east coast with tropical storm force winds. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Dorian's now a Category 2 storm, crawling nearly parallel to Florida's east coast, but is remaining offshore. It said in a 4 p.m. Eastern Time update Tuesday that a sustained wind gust of 60 miles an hour has been reported recently in Melbourne Beach, Florida. Walmart says it will discontinue the sale of handgun and short barrel rifle ammunition and also publicly request that customers refrain from openly carrying firearms in stores, even where state laws allow it. The announcement comes just days after a mass shooting claimed 7 lives in Odessa, Texas, and follows 2 other back-to-back shootings last month, one of them at a Walmart store. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 285 points, the Nasdaq plunged 88. This is SRN News.
Jacksonville News at the top of the hour on Talk 100.3.
Good afternoon, I'm Nikki Whaley. Forecasters predict that later today, Dorian will turn north in a northwestward motion. Now, the largest concern are the storm wind gusts up to 65 miles per hour. Coastal flooding, coastal areas could get 3 to 6 inches of rain with 8 inches in some area. St. Johns County could get the worst of Dorian. The National Weather Service has coastal St. Johns under a hurricane warning and storm surge warning. Winds are expected to reach 40 miles per hour with gusts up to 65 miles an hour. The storm surge could even be life-threatening, as the National Weather Service predicts it could be as high as 7 feet. And St. Johns County is showing signs of weakness ahead of Hurricane Dorian. A video shot last night, according to First Coast News, shows waves beaching a sand dune in Summer Haven. The county spent millions to build that dune. This is the third time since 2016 that dune has been breached. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Please call our listener line and leave us a question or suggestion about a topic you'd like covered on I Work For Him. 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK, 866-713-9675.
Welcome back to I Work For Him, as we're talking female chaplains today. Why are we doing this?
Why are we doing this, Jim?
Well, why? You tell them.
Well, you know what? I think that a lot our listeners probably all know that the workplace majority is women. And with that, women and men both have needs that they bring into the workplace.
And those are different
chaplaincy
needs.
Is such an amazing way to allow people the opportunity to have somebody that they can talk to and that can shepherd them in their workplace. And so if you have not heard about chaplaincy, I want you to go to their website, mchapusa.com. You can learn more about it and see if it's something for you. But the whole idea is that one of the things we love is that Marketplace Chaplains is really strong about men to men, you know, talking and women to women. And so we really know there is a need for more women chaplains.
That's right.
And a lot of women don't even think that this is something they could do, or they've never heard of it. So that's why we're talking about it, Jim.
Well, and for three different reasons. So for you, our listeners, we want to make sure you understand chaplaincy is just as much for women as it is for men.
Right.
So it's a potential career for you. It's a potential second half kind of an option for you. For number two, for those of you that own businesses or run organizations, to know that you, whether you even run a church or not, I mean, chaplaincy is something that is a phenomenal asset and benefit to everybody, no matter what your organization looks like. And number three, if you're an employee in an organization that desperately needs chaplaincy, you can let your bosses know about this, because Marketplace Chaplains is in organizations run by Jesus followers, but they're also run by lots of organizations that aren't run by Jesus followers. and they're making an impact because people feel loved and appreciated. And when a chaplain enters the workforce, it increases productivity. It increases retention of employees. I mean, it makes a huge impact. Jason Burns, why am I doing your sales job right here on the air? What's the deal?
Hey, keep it up.
Good question.
Hey, well, Jason, what kind of qualifications do you look for in a marketplace chaplain?
Really, the first qualification is what you've been talking about all along, and that's someone who shepherds others. More important than what kind of piece of paper they have hanging on the wall from certification, because we can train just about anyone, we have to have somebody that has a heart to serve, that is desiring opportunities to care for others.
Mm. So, Julie, we were talking with you right before the break, and we had promised that we were going to ask you this question. What is your favorite part about being a chaplain?
I think there's two things. One, it's personal, in being stretched to work on my listening skills. Oh. Because you can probably tell I do a lot more talking than I do listening. And so this way I have to be forced to really focus on the person and hear what they're not so much saying with their words, but what they're saying with their body language, too, in many cases. And then the second time is to walk away from a conversation and go, that was a God moment. Yeah. And to know that God has worked in this situation to bring me to this point, because this person is going to need what God's prepared me for.
You know, Julie, as you said, you are a mom. You guys have kids. You and your husband have kids.
Yes, we have two grown boys who live in other states. So,
and you got grandkids too?
We have two granddaughters. Yes.
Way to go. Okay. All right. So what do you see of your qualifications? You're a pastor's wife, a church pastor's wife. Do you have to be a church pastor's wife to be a chaplain?
Certainly not. Certainly not. I think, as Gwen so eloquently said, which, you know, I wish I had that eloquence, but that it's being called by God to serve people. And when you have a heart for people and you want to see hurting people helped in God's way, then you're going to be able to be equipped, because God's already called you, and he equips those that he calls. So sometimes I was really reticent when my husband said, why don't you do this? Because I have perfectionistic tendencies. And I felt like, oh, if I can't do it, I don't think I'm even going to try. But it was so easy. Once you get into the process of the training, they don't just throw you out there and say, go speak to these people. They walk alongside of you until you feel comfortable with going on your own. And I will say, there is a great need, and I know you're coming up later, but for bilingual chaplains, because I go into hotels and a lot of the housekeepers speak Spanish. And so I go, hola, ¿cómo estás? And smile. And I know many of them would love to speak and share their story briefly, because they're working, obviously.
Right.
But, I mean, I have had such moments I would love to be able to tell you about, how, especially for any business owner that's looking to enlist a chaplain, I've had experiences in the last month that would overwhelm a business owner.
Oh. Well, this is the reason that we are bringing the female chaplains on today, Jim, is just for our listeners to hear that there is such a need, and that maybe there's somebody listening that can fill this need, or just learn that there is this opportunity out there. So, Julie Simkoski, thank you so much for being our guest on I Work for Him and being a chaplain right there in the Naples-Fort Myers area. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. So, Jason Burns, talk about When an organization, when somebody finds out about Marketplace Chaplaincy, and they say, "Hey, talk to me about why I should bring you into my organization, whether it's a business or whether it's a nonprofit or whether it's a church, whatever it may be," what are some of the things you tell them why they should consider doing this?
Well, essentially because we're able to be there at times and places that they can't. The most caring business owner who wants to have an open door policy still can't take those 2 a.m. phone calls, still can't be there with an employee's family member in another state. And we're able to leverage their desire and put feet to it all across our network because we do have 1,600 chaplains across the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. So it just allows us to take their desire and put feet to it in the Marketplace Ministry.
Why don't you introduce our next female chaplain guest?
We'll do it. It's Quavia Francis, who is also down in South Florida, but on the other side of the state, who has been serving as a chaplain with us and is just now beginning a role that you heard about a minute ago in EDO, an Executive Director of Operations. So I'll let you speak to Quavia.
Quavia, welcome to I Work for Him.
Thank you so much.
We are so glad to have you here. So how did you get your start as a chaplain with Marketplace Chaplains?
I was blessed to meet a chaplain over in California when I was visiting with my church denomination, and he was actually recruiting for Marketplace Chaplains. And just from what he said, the role of a chaplain with Marketplace Chaplains would be, it had me hooked immediately. And I knew, I really just sensed in my spirit that it was something that God wanted me to be a part of.
Mm. So talk about the impact on you personally. Being a Marketplace Chaplain, how have you seen it impact your own faith as you go out there and talk to women in the workforce each and every day?
I would have to say it's definitely strengthened my faith in God. There has been many a day that I have prayed prior to going into my work site visit, and I've sought God just asking that he would direct me to who he wants me to encounter. And I come across people who many times wouldn't even speak to me. And this one day that I've prayed, they just share and pour out to me all that they're dealing with, allowing me also to then pray for them. And then hearing their testimony a week and 2 weeks later, it's just been such a blessing. So it's definitely strengthening my faith to know that when I go to God and ask God to lead me to who he wants me to go to, he does it each and every time. And he impacts lives in amazing ways.
You know, it's times like that when you really know that there is a purpose behind what you're doing. And I want you to just speak to our listeners for a moment. And, you know, why would they consider bringing chaplaincy into their organization or bring it up to the people that can make that decision?
Okay, definitely. I would say consider the fact that God has given us a tremendous gift in that relationship with Jesus. And the workplace is filled with people who don't know how to find Jesus, and they don't recognize that in the midst of what they're dealing with, there is an answer, there is a way, there is help, help that's immediate, that all they have to do is call. And literally, opening the door to Marketplace Chaplain, saying yes, is that opportunity to see God move through you to impact the world that needs the Lord.
Now, you're just outside of Miami, is that correct, Quavia?
That's correct. My station area. Yes, sir.
Okay. So are you bilingual?
I am. I do speak some Spanish. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm trying to figure out. So how has being bilingual, because I love the fact that Julie brought that up earlier, how has being bilingual really enabled you to make an even bigger impact in an area like Miami, which is really almost primarily Spanish, secondarily English?
Well, I've seen firsthand where people who initially would not speak to me because of the fact that their primary language is Spanish, as soon as I say a few words, just like, ¿cómo está? ¿Cómo anda? However I say it, how are you doing? How is your day? How you're walking? Immediately they start to speak to me and they lighten up. It's like their face just lights up as if they say, oh, you understand what I say. And I've had amazing opportunities to pour into people's lives. And many of those people do speak English too. But by me speaking Spanish, it just seems to kind of bridge a gap that's present sometimes.
So just talk to the listeners who happen to be female and just tell them why they should consider becoming a Marketplace Chaplain really quick.
I would say because there are many women working in the marketplace, as you heard earlier today, right. many who especially need a touch. They need a touch from other women like yourselves who have Jesus in their heart and know what Jesus has done on their behalf. So this is a great opportunity for you to get into the workplace. It won't require a large amount of time, but it's a tremendous reward and tremendous payback.
Kwabia Francis, thank you so much for joining us on I Work For Him today, sharing a little bit of your story. I hope one day we can actually meet face-to-face when we're on Alligator Alley together or something like that. It'd be great.
But thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in. Jason, what a privilege you have to work with chaplains like these four ladies we're talking to today. And you know, how many business, do you know, in the Southeast or even just in Florida where we broadcast the majority of our shows, How many chaplains do you guys have in Florida right now? I mean, Florida's a big state. From Key West to Pensacola, 16-hour drive. How many chaplains you got?
Well, just within your region right there in Florida, we have 64 under one EDO that we mentioned earlier.
What the EDO thing? We got to stop talking. People think we're playing a video
Executive
game.
Executive Director of Operations.
Executive Director of Operations. Okay.
Of operations.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I was listening.
They get to lead and train our chaplains. And so Kwabia will be starting a new division because South Florida has grown so much that we're expanding that. But just in your region of Florida, we have well over 60 chaplains.
That's fantastic. All right, when we come back, lots more on Marketplace Chaplains and why you, our female listeners, should consider becoming a Marketplace Chaplain. You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. Thanks for tuning in today. If you happen to be listening to one of our affiliates that broadcasts our 30-minute show, go to iworkforhim.com to get the rest of the conversation. We'll be right back with more on Marketplace Chaplains.
Sidera delivers a fresh approach that's reshaping the healthcare landscape. How? We provide uncommonly high levels of service and a superior healthcare experience while delivering tremendous value for members and their families. The Sidera solution blends several service options to offer our members a high-quality healthcare solution at a low cost. Sidera members typically save 30 to 60% compared to other healthcare options. For large, unexpected medical expenses, Sidera's community is here to help. There are no out-of-network concerns when it comes to medical costs. Members can visit the physician, clinic, or hospital that best meets their needs when they're sick or injured. At Sidera, we're building a new kind of community, one whose members commit to pursuing a healthy lifestyle and sharing the cost of medical care. We would love for you to join us and invite you to reach out today.
Online at Sidera.com. That's Sidera.com.
Welcome to the I Work For Him Radio Power Thought for the day. I'm Jim Brangenberg, host of the I Work For Him Radio program, heard 5 days a week. Success is an idol. In his book, Counterfeit Gods, Tim Keller wrote, "More than other idols, personal success and achievement lead to a sense that we ourselves are God, that our security and value rest in our own wisdom, strength, and performance. To be the very best at what you do, to be at the top of the heap, means no one's like you. You're supreme. Success is the main goal as the secular American way to work. But as Christ followers, we should work in alignment with Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's masterpiece. He created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. We encourage you every day this week to ask the Lord, Lord, help me to be successful in your eyes today." For more about I Work For Him and how you can listen every day to Christ followers just like you who are living out their faith in their work, go to iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com. Welcome back to I Work For Him. As Martha and I get a chance to talk marketplace chaplains for female chaplains, we've got Jason Burns joining us today. Jason, so is your title EDO, Executive Director of Eating, of Operations? Or do you got Executive Director of Operations?
Mine is Executive Director of Expansion, meaning that I get to meet with business owners who are considering bringing on chaplain care.
That's a great way to call a sales guy. I like that. Executive Director of Expansion.
Okay. Well, we're grateful for you doing that job because, we want our listeners to hear this is not a sales pitch. This is all about an opportunity for people to have greater impact, whether they're on the chaplaincy side as a chaplain, getting the opportunity to minister to people in their workplace, or offering chaplaincy to your employees so that they have somebody there. Like they, we said earlier, Jim, some people, there are a lot of people that don't have a pastor in their life, and this really fills that role.
And that's not a big deal on some days, but when there's a death or when there's a sickness or when there's been an accident, everybody goes to that deep inside and realizes, wow, I think I need to pray. I don't know why I got to pray, but I think I need to pray. Something inside me tells me I should pray, but I don't even know how to pray because I don't even know anybody that prays. That's where a chaplain comes in. Mm.
So, Jason, tell us this. Is there such a thing as a company that's too little or too big to have a chaplain?
From Marketplace Chaplains, mchapusa.com.
Oh, really not. We serve companies as small as 4 employees, and we have companies as large as 40,000 employees. And the bigger the company, the more numerous the teams and the broader the scope. One in Orlando that has a strong Vietnamese population, it allows us to put Hispanic, Vietnamese, and Anglo chaplains all working side to side to make sure all employees are covered. So none too little, none too big.
Wow.
Speaking of Spanish-speaking female chaplains from Marketplace Chaplains, found online at mchapusa.com, why don't you introduce our next guest?
This is Rachel Hogue, and she is bilingual, and she lives in the Atlanta area.
Rachel, welcome to I Work For Him. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
So tell us what led you in your journey to becoming a chaplain.
That's a great question. I was born in the country of Honduras. My parents were Baptist church planting missionaries. So from very young, I was part of their ministry. I made a decision for Christ when I was 6, and then my parents continued to disciple me through their ministry. Mm-hmm. And I just grew with a love both for Jesus and a love for Spanish-speaking people. And when I was introduced to chaplain work by a fellow prayer partner in the Atlanta area, I found out that there were many companies in this area that had Spanish-speaking employees. And so I really felt like God was calling me to have a unique ministry in these locations.
Now, do you do this full-time or do you have so many hours a week? I'm just curious.
Yeah, that's a good question. I currently have 19 companies that I serve.
Wow.
Which is probably about 20 hours a week.
Okay.
And so it depends on the size of the company, how long I make my visits for, mm-hmm. And they're spread out all over the Atlanta area, so some take a little longer to get to, especially...
The ones 5 miles away take an hour and a half. Yeah, ones that are 10 miles
anybody
away,
that's been in Atlanta knows exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
there,
the ones that are 10 miles away, you got to bring food. Yeah, we get that. All right, so Rachel, talk to us. I mean, so... When we were in Colorado, we got to interview one of your fellow female chaplains, Stacy Cleary, and she's an at-home mom, and she does chaplaincy when her kids are off at school. Do you see that as a viable option for female chaplains out there working with Marketplace Chaplains?
I do. My kids are currently out of the home, mm-hmm. and so I am more freed up. But I will say it's very flexible in terms of being able to work my visits around appointments and shopping and other things that I need to do as a mom. So, yes, I definitely think it's workable.
So tell us about how rewarding this experience has been. You've been a chaplain how long?
Almost 6 years.
So tell us what that's done for you personally.
Oh, wow. It has been an amazing experience. I think one of the things that that God has really impressed on me is even though I grew up in a Christian home and I attended a Christian college, that I can't rely on what I've learned in the past, mm-hmm. that my faith needs to be a real, vibrant, daily walk with the Lord. And I I was challenged by Isaiah 50, verse 4, that says that we need to know the word that sustains the weary, to waken daily, to read, to listen, and allow God's word to change my heart and my mind. And I have seen so many times where God has allowed me to speak into somebody's heart with something that he had just impressed on me that morning, or an area that he'd been working in my life, and I could tell them, I said, this is how God spoke to me, and they said, that's exactly what I needed to hear.
You know, and I just want to address that for a minute to our listeners, because I think that this is something, whether we have the title of chaplain or not, I just believe that what you said is really important for all of us to be hearing, is that whatever God is speaking into our lives, we often get that chance to use it if we're obedient. And so I know for me, that's a challenge. And I just want to, say that to our listeners, too, that being in the Word and letting the Lord teach us things, he will give us the opportunity to share that with other people. So I think that that's something that all of us can think about as we are surrounded by people that we might be able to feed into them. But what chaplaincy does, Jim, is that when there's a bigger need than what you can just help your cubicle mate or somebody work with, chaplaincy is a great option for doing that.
So, Rachel, with your background in Honduras and the ability to actually speak bilingually, really probably without even thinking, why don't you speak to our audience out there that's also bilingual? Because we broadcast all across Florida and around the globe on our podcast. And there's tons of people listening that are bilingual. And they're like, well, but they don't get to use their Spanish speaking. Let's just use Spanish as one of the examples of being bilingual. Talk to them in Spanish as to why they should consider becoming a chaplain because of the impact you've seen in the workplace.
Pues me da mucho gusto poder hablar con ustedes hoy para compartir lo que Dios ha hecho en mi vida y para darles el deseo de poder compartir de ser capellana en el mercado, porque hay muchas mujeres trabajando que están pasando muchas dificultades y necesitan otra mujer que les puede venir a apoyar, a darle las palabras de Dios, a darles aliento. Y para nosotros como capellanas podemos estar en ese momento que ellas necesitan ese apoyo. Y realmente es un tiempo muy lindo que uno puede visitar a estos lugares en su tiempo libre, además de apoyar a su familia.
In very typical Latino fashion, you just took twice as long, because I want to make sure you got a chance to say it in English as well.
No.
So really, I mean, talk to the audience about why they should consider being a chaplain, why this fits into that world of turning their workplace into a mission field. Really quick, 15 seconds. Whatever you just said in Spanish, but do it in 15 seconds.
Oh, well, I just said that this is an incredible opportunity to be able to come alongside, particularly as a woman to another woman, to come alongside, to pour our lives into theirs,
right,
to invest in them, to not waste it on ourselves,
right,
what God is teaching us, and to move towards the hurting and not away from them.
Powerful, powerful, powerful. Rachel Hogue, thank you so much for calling into I Work For Him today and for sharing your story, your Marketplace Chaplain story. Love it, love it, love it. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Jason Burns, you get the last word. You got 30 seconds to tell everybody why they should become. Oh, did we lose Jason? Well, I'll tell you why you should consider becoming part of Marketplace Chaplains. If you got an organization that's got people, they could use a chaplain, because people are hurting, and sometimes they need to talk to somebody they don't know about the hurt that they have. Maybe you've been considering in the second half of your life doing something that involves ministering to the needs, shepherding the needs of people. Chaplaincy may be for you. And maybe you, it's just chaplaincy. Check it out online, mchapusa.com. No, this is not a commercial. It's an opportunity to take ministry in the marketplace to a whole nother level.
That's exactly right. But don't miss the opportunity today to minister to somebody that's sitting right next to you at work.
That's right. We want to thank Jason Burns for bringing everybody online today from Marketplace Chaplains, mchapusa.com. You've been listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We're Christ followers. Our workplace, it's our mission field, but ultimately,
I work for him.
America's First News with Gordon Deal at 5 a.m., Hugh Hewitt at 6, Del Wamsley at noon, Dave Ramsey at 2, and Larry Elder at 6 p.m. This is Talk 100.3.
The following ad is brought to you by Clay Tourism and Film Development. For visitor info, visit exploreclay.com.
The 3rd Annual Veterans Appreciation Day celebration is back, and it promises to be better than ever. This special day is for all you active and inactive military veterans, your families, and everyone else that would like to salute you for your service. Join us for a fun-filled day with live entertainment, a free kid zone, food trucks, free haircuts, and a host of military benefit and support groups. The 3rd Annual Veterans Appreciation Day celebration, serving our veterans, past, present, and future. It's on Saturday, September 28th from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Moose Haven on US 17 in Orange Park, and it's brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, Aetna Insurance, Boger Shoes, Eisman & Russo Consulting Engineers, Vistar Credit Union, Ascension St. Vincent's, and the Clay County Board of Commissioners. To learn more, just call the Clay County Veterans Services Office at 904-269-6326. That's 904-269-6326. Or you can go to claycountygov.com and search the events page.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, painters, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. Home.servicemagic.com.
FM 100.3, W262